Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga, this Thursday, September the 30th, 2021. Welcome to our show, the Women's Roundtable Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., this Thursday, September the 30th, 2021, where today on our show, we'll be looking at the situation regarding COVID-19 in the country. And we'll also be speaking to some women who represent political parties in the country on what they are doing during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, and speaking of COVID, Marvelous, we realize that this is happening with more than 130,000 confirmed cases, more than 100,000 recoveries, and more than 4,000 deaths. And to date, the Minister of Health is saying more than 3 million people have been vaccinated against COVID-19, which the government hopes will curb the spread of this virus.
And the government also says that it aims to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to be able to have herd immunity. So this is what is coming out of the Ministry of Health. But Studio 7 had an opportunity to speak to one of the people spearheading this campaign within the government regarding what the government is actually doing at the moment regarding COVID-19. And we'll hear from her later on.
Yes, Marvelous. Kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma ngathi namhlanje the Women's Round Table lapha esixoxa ngokuphathelane labesifazane. Na kunye okunye ngokuthiyeneyo siza xoxa nalo langomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi luthinta phose zonke indlelo zempilo nezabesifazane, kumbe ngezokuvota, kumbe ngezokulwela amalungelo oluntu, kumbe ngezokudla, konke nje sokuthintwa luhlelo lo-COVID-19 lona osolusabalile, sokuhluthwa ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 lona osusabalile nje elizweni nemhlabeni wonke jikelele. Sibona ukuthi abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amaningi, 130,000, usebahlasela ileli gciwane selokhu laqhamukayo labulala abedlula ke inkulungwane ezine, njalo inani lokhu liqansa lanxa kungasafanani lakuqala umkhuhlane lo uqalisa. Kodwa uhulumente uthi abedlula izigidi ezintathu, i-3 million, sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yokwenqabela i-COVID-19. Sizakhangela njalo ke eziphathelane labesifazana kwezombusazwe namhlanje silabahlonitshwa bethu abavela kubandla le-MTC lebandla le-ZANU-PF. Yikho-ke esiyabe sikucubungula lokhu namhlanje. Ye, singakaqhubekeli phambili ke sizwe ke ukuthi uMarvelous yena usiphathele.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nasi apo tiri kukurukura isu tichienderera mberi tichitarisa denda reCOVID-19, tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Saka tichange tiine vanowanikwa ivo vachimirira mapato MBC Alliance uyezve nezanuPF tichizeya zvavari kusangana nazvo nyanya munyaya dzemadzimai panguva ino yeCOVID-19, uyezve nyika yakatarisira nyaya yekuti vanhu vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota. Bazi rezveutano parizvino rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 kubva kuna March gore rapfuura vanodaudzira 130,000. Uyezve vamwe vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri vachiri kunda vasvika ivo vari pa122,000 nekudaudzira. Tozotarisawo vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 munyika vanodaudzira 4.6. Zvinoreva izvo kuti parizvino pane vanhu zvakare vawanikwawo vachibayiwa nhomba dzeCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti vanhu ava vasvika vapfuura ivo pa3 million, asi vanoda kuti ivo sebazi rezveutano vawanikwe ivo vachibaya vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuitira kuti nyika iwane yavanoti ivo herd immunity. Takaona zvakare vanowanikwa ivo vachishanda mubazi rori rezveutano vachimirira nyaya yezviri kuitika munyika panyaya yeCOVID-19, Dr. Agnes Mahomba, vachitaura ivo mamirira akaita zvinhu panyaya yedenda irori reCOVID-19, vachiti chiri kunyanyonetsa pari zvino inyaya yekuti vanhu vanoteerera zvinotaurwa padande mutane.
Tiri kutomhanya mhanya yesubcommittee yetask force inoona nenhau information ndopo wakatonyanyonyangana napo chaizvo kuti wanyatsokuparadzira mashoko echokwadi kwete iyo mamisinformation tinongogara tichinzwa iwawo tichiwachishanda nemachief edu mumanharaunda mumacommunity medu zvese izvozvo ndozvetiri kungoita asi tekungokuhomedza nekukurudzira vanhu vese zvavo tanga pamusha pako iwe nemhuri yako kuti yewewesapota musangotaura zvinhu zvisina chokwadi nekuti zviri kukonzera zvakawanda chaizvo kuti vamwe vanhu vatadze kuenda kunobayiwa nekuti vanenge vaakutya. Saka tiri kuti chirwere ichi hachisi chehurumende chete kuti ishande yega, ndechedu chete. Ngatishande pamwe chetepo kuti tigone kuchivhara chipere.
Asi muri kufarawo here neuwandu hwevanhu vari kuenda kunobayiwa pari zvino?
Tiri kufara, hatisati tasvika kwatiri kuda kuti tisvike kuya kunonzi kumatageti kwemisekuziya kwenyu isakataura, hurumende yakataura kuti tinoda kuti 60% kana kupfuura vanhu vabayirwe nhomba iyoyi kuti tigonewo kuzoita iya inonzi hepi. Sezve tiri kumhanya mhanya nazvo. Kupindura mubvunzo wenyu hongu, tiri kufara nekuti tiri kutoona kuti isu munharaunda yedu yeafrica muafrica region yeWHO inodifainwa neWHO isu Zimbabwe titori pamberi senyika dzose maererano nekubayira nhomba.
Ko, vamwe vanoti pane dzimwe nyika dziri pamberi pakubaya nhomba kuNorth Africa uko, Dr. Maomba?
Tinozviziva kuti pane dzimwe nyika shoma shoma kuNorth Africa uko, asi hadziti muAfrica region inodifainwa neWHO. Saka patiri kuona ipapo paAfrica region yakadifainwa neWHO Zimbabwe iri pamberi chaizvo, izvo zviri kutifadza. Asika hatisi kungofadzwa chete, tiri kutoramba tichimhanya nendima kuitira kuti tigone kusvikawo tageti dziya dzatakataura kubva kumaambo kwevaccination program dziri kuramba tichimhanya mhanya nazvo.
Apo tanga tichinzwa isu Dr. Mahomva vanga vari kutaura nemutori wedu wenhau Blessing Zulu pamusoro pezvavari kutaura ivo kuti dai vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachitaurirana mumhuri kunyange kuri kumamisha kuti vasanyanyoteerera zvinobuda panyaya yeCOVID-19 vaccine kana kuti nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 zviri kutenderedzwa padande mutande vachiti izvo izvi ndo zviri kuita kuti vamwe vanhu vasakwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachienda kunobayiwa nhomba iyi. Asi vakataurawo zvakare Dr. Mahomva kuti pari zvino hurumende yeZimbabwe iri kutorumbidzwa nesangano reWorld Health Organization kuti ndiyo yedzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica muSouthern Africa dzawanikwa idzo dzichikwanisa kubaya vanhu nhomba yeCOVID-19 vane uwandu hwakawanda. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutaura pamusoro pezvazvo. Titarisawo mabasa ari kubatwawo nemamwe madzimai vangange vezvavo vasiri pane zvematongerwo enyika, asi mabasa avari kubatawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Pane mumwe mudzimai anogara iye kuCanada, Sharon Njobo, ari kuwanikwa iye achishanda nemadzimai vari pasi rose achiedza kuti avakurudzire kuti vapinde munyaya dzezvemabhizimisi. Saka tange tiri kunzwa kubva kwaari achitaura iye ari pavhidhiyo tisati taenda kuvanyarikani vedu vari pano. Sekutaura kwataita kuti tine vanyarikani vari kubva kubato reZANU-PF uyezve tine vanyarikani vari kubva kubato reMBC Alliance vachitaurawo nesu mabasa avari kubata semadzimai kunzvimbo dzavari kushanda vari. Regai tinzwe hurukuro yandakaita naSharon Njobo. Idzai nemufara pano pachirongwa chedu amai Sharon Njobo. Mungatitsananguro here pamusoro pesangano renyu kana kuti kambani yenyu uyezve kuti inoshanda sei nemadzimai?
Hongu, ndinotenda chose nemukana wamandipa wekutaura nemi masikati ano. Sangano rangu rinonzi Firestarter. Iyo iri kambani yakarejistwa muCanada and inobatsira madzimai kunyanya vanoda zvekuita mabhizinesi. Sangano Firestarter rinobatsira madzimai vanenge vane fungwa yebhizinesi but vasingazivi kuti vanotangira papi. Uyezve ndinobatsira madzimai anenge atotanga bhizinesi but vachida kuti bhizinesi ravo rikure vachitsvaga mari inenge inonzi iyo capital or additional capital. Saka ndinobatsira madzimai kuti vapfume vachishanda vari pabhizinesi.
munoita basa iri muri mega here kana kuti zvinofamba sei? Vanenge vachida kubatsirwa nemi vanofanira kuita sei kuti vapindewo mugungano renyu?
Okay. Saka inini mukambani mangu Firestarter ndinoshanda ndiri ndega, asi ndine vashandiri vekambani iyi inonzi Firestarter. Firestarter iyo ikambani inoshanda nemaboka emadzimai akasiyana siyana. Saka tinowana kuti pane madzimai anoungana, madzimai erwadzano, for example, vanhu vanoita zvemukando. Zvandinoita ndinopinda mumasangano aya ndoshanda naiwo madzimai ndichivasimudzira kuti vachinje pfungwa dzavo dzavainenge vainadzo kuti vachingoita zvemukando chete, but ndinoshanda navo kuti pamuri apa muchiita zvemukando simudzirai, moshandisa imwe mari yemukando iyi moishandisa kuchengetedza upfumi hwenyu nehwemhuri, moishandisa mari iyi kuti muchitanga mabhizimusi uyezve muchiregista mabhizimusi enyu zviri pamutemo. Ndinowana kuti madzimai akawanda anoita mabhizimusi but havaregista mabhizimusi avo kuti ashande ari pamutemo. Kunyanya panguva ino yeCovid takasangana nekuti magovernment kunyanya emuno muCanada nekuAmerica vakaita zvirongwa zvekuti mabhizimusi akange akaimpactwa neCovid-19 vange vachigona vange vaine mukana wekubatsirwa nemari nehurumende, asi madzimai akawanda haana kusvikira pakuwana rubatsiro urwu because mabhizimusi avo ange asina kunyoreswa zviri pamutemo. Saka ndinoshanda nemadzimai ndichikurudzira kuti chero zvamunoita nemaoko enyu zviri significant, zvakakosha. Saka onai zvamunoita kuti muchiincorporata muchiregister business renyu kuitira kuti panguva dzakadai muwanikwewo muchiwana rubatsiro, uyezve zvinokuprotektai kana muchizotenga mainsuransi nezvakangodaro daro.
Mataura nyaya yekunyoresa mabhizimisi, zvii zvinowanzodiwa kana mukadzi aine bhizinesi rake kuti awanikwe iye achinyoresa, uyezve mataura kukosha kwazvo? Mungatitsananguro kuti zvii zvinowanzodiwa kuti munhu kana ane basa rake raari kuita, ringave rekuti anobika makeke, anosona kuvatyadzi African wear, anotenga mapropati, anoita zvemagonyeti, chii chinodiwa kuti agorejista mudzimai uyu?
Chakanyanya kuti munhu aregiste bhizinesi rake zvinokubatsira kuti usashandira pandinoti pamaperiferies eekonomi. Tinofanirwa semadzimai kuwanikwa tiri mukatikati neekonomi because ndoo mune mari. And mubvunzo wamabvunza wakanaka chose. Tinowanzofungidzira kuti kuregister business chinhu chinoda mari yakawandisa kana kuti chinhu chinoda kuti uve nemazipepa akawandisa. Handizvoba. Kuti unyorese bhizinesi rako zviri pamutemo hazvidi mari yakawanda. Inini ndinoshanda nemadzimai ari munyika dzakasiyana siyana, and zvandiri kuwana ndezvekuti kunyoresa bhizimusi chinhu chakada kufanana munyika dzese, whether uri kuregista muno muCanada kana kuti kuZimbabwe.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna mai Sharon Jobo vari kutaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yakakosha kuti kana watanga bhizinesi rako kwauri ikoko semudzimai wanikwa uchiregista. So we are hearing there stuff from Sharon Jobo, who's talking about the importance of women registering their businesses wherever they are operating from, because she says she's actually based in Canada, but she's been working with women from Zimbabwe and all over the world, including the US. But she says a lot of women missed out on getting government funding during the pandemic because their businesses were not registered, so they were not considered legitimate. So while we are on that issue of registering, I think, you know, we can move over to our politicians and, you know, for them to tell us the importance of registering to vote as women. Over to you, sir. We can't hear you.
I'm calling Sharon Jobo. Obesichazisela ke ukunenye wesiphathelane lama business ukuthi abesifazana vengasungula njani njengoba ke silitshelile sikhulumele ke segatsha lwabesifazana MDC Alliance Women's Assembly siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga Sithandekile Linjani. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Sithandekile Linjani lonke abalaleli.
Yeah, hayi kuhle ukuba lawe lapha kuhlelo.
Unfortunately okade khuluma ngokumabhizinisi mina bengingamuzwa kade kuthule ngike ngacabanga ngontumbe sengilahlekile ngoba besenzele ngingedwa ngingezwa lutho kodwa ngokurejista kwamabhizinisi I think it's a good advice nxa kuyikuthi into ayibonileyo ukuthi ungabe kube liphutha but into engiyibonayo ukuthi into enza ukuthi omama bengayenelisi ukurejista amabhizinisi abo ukuthi amabhizinisi akhona amaningi abe yilana amancane and babe bengelakho okubambekayo ukuthi barejiste lawo mabhizinisi ngoba phela ukurejista ibhizinisi kuyabe kufuna imali. So I think omama abaningi bayihlula yikhona lokhu ukuthi babe bengela ama-collateral kumbe bengela i-capital yokuthi bakwenze khona lokho. Yikho lubona omama abaningi besiba involved kuma-business nala amancane encane aletha okuzimandlana okuncane lo especially eZimbabwe.
Ye, sesibuya ke kwezombusazwe lapho siyabona ukuthi iningi libhalisela ukuthi livote kukhetho i-voter registration. Ungathi kule ngxaki ziphi abantu ababhekana lazo? Ye, uzwile umbuzo wami kumbe liyaphuza ukufika ilizwi la? Yebo, nyazwakala.
Angingawuzumbuzi.
Ye, ungasitshela ukuthi abesifazana babhekana lengxaki ezinjani kathesi? Sesibona ukuthi sokuyisikhathi sokubhalisela ukuvota. Ku-voter registration exercise. Kungabe kule ngxaki yini kumbe yonke into iqhubeka kuhle?
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga
kakhulu Sithandekile. Ingxaki ikhona kakhulu ekuthini indawo ezokubhalisela. Sungizwa kathesi. Usungizwa
ye ngiyakuzwa ungaqhubeka.
Bengisithi ingxaki zikhona sibili kakhulu Sithandekile ye ingxaki zikhona sibili kakhulu ekuthini indawo ezibhaliselwa khona kumbe lapho kurejistwa khona zinlutshwane njalo ukuthi abantu bayefika khona le kufuna izimali. Nginganika umzekeliso wakobulawayo Sithandekile indawo lapho kurejistwa khona inye kuphela ende kusefamona. So abantu abahlala emalokitshini lana abantu abaningi ukuthiwa ngama-western areas babemele bagade kabili ukuhamba bagade kabili ukuphenduka ukuthi umuntu ayirejista. So ngenxa yodubo lolo lukhona umuntu uyakhangela ukuthi ifor usa le yami le engilayo kulokuthi ngihambe ngiyebhalisa ukuvota ngcono ndithengele abantwana ukudla. Ngakho ama-problems esihlangana lawo kakhulu ukuthi kungani izekhi ingavuli indawo eziningi lapho kubhaliselwa khona abantu ukuthi bayevota njalo kanti kungani bengayenzi ukuthi abantu baregister online Sithandekile nxa ngikwanisa ukuchecka online ukuthi ibizo lami likhona yini ku-voters roll ngizayehluleka njani ukuthi ngiregister online. Yize ezinye izinto lezi ezizikhathazayo kakhulu ukuthi sibone ngazani izekhi iyasilela kakhulu ama-elections eZimbabwe abuhlungu Sithandekile ngoba umuntu kuzayevota uyabe ethwele nzima kanti kungani bengagobhi okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi yonke into nje iphongukuba lula uyaphonga uyenze yonke into usendlini yakho nxa ufuna ukuvota usendlini yakho nguwe nxa ufuna ukuphuma phandle nguwe. So kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi omama abaningi bagcina besihluleka ukuyavota kodwa sikuthanda ukuthi sibonge amanye ama-organizations ancedayo ngezimali zokuthi abantu kumbe i-transport yokuthi abantu bebhalise ukuvota ngoba phela siyakwazi ukuthi khona ukuvota lilungelo. So into nxa iyilungelo Sithandekile ayimelanga ibe buhlungu imele ibuye nje lula. Ungabona into usuyidubekela khona kwililungelo then usubekwazi ukuthi kulodubo olukhulu kakhulu.
Munye webandla lakho unkosikazi Ellen Shiriyedenga wathi enye ingxaki ebhekane labesifazane ukuthi nxa sebe siyabhalisa lapha babe nxa sebetshadile ibizo liyabe kungasahambelani lala kuqala so kuthatha isikhathi ukuthi bayitshintsha laphana amabizo vechinje emabizweni abo mngabo njalo ukanti abatsha labo baswela izithupha ungathi solunjani uhlupho lolu lunenge ukuthi lungaphambanisa ukukhetho kumbe hayi ngokuncane nje
lunengi kakhulu inkinga ekhona ebantwini abangomama thandekile ukuthi izinto eziningi ezimele zibuye nje lula nje njengoba ngeke ngachasise ukuthi sizithola nzima ama problems ana lawo lokho ekhona ukuthi bona wena uyabuchadile ingxenye awukajintshi lokhu awukajintshi isithupha kumbe usutshintshile isithupha sibiza ibizo i-birth ibiza ibizo lakho isithupha sibiza ibizo lobu so sokumele uhambe le marriage certificate ukuthi ukuhambe uyeprove ukuthi nguwe kambe bangaki abantu abangakukwanisa khona ukuhamba le marriage certificate just nje ukuthi behambe be-register even i-birth nxa ngakutshela kathesi sithandekile i-birth sibili ngilo mntwana mina obelethileyo mhlaka 5 May umzukulu wami akabi le birth certificate uyehluleka ukuthi athole that confirmation record ukuthi athole the confirmation record ukuthi ayithathe birth akabi live up to now so because umntana nami she is a girl so ngumama la yiyo ama problems ahlangana labo ma so nxa ezaqalisa ukuhlangana lama problems anje akunjela ukuthi lapho siyakhula siyakwa umama omkhulu kuzahlangana lezi zinto ezingaki endleleni
yeah uyezwakala yes so we'll come back to you to explain what you're saying in English but for now Marvelous I think we should go directly to our other guest who has been holding for quite some time over to you
yes welcome to the program Mrs. Salom Eric and also Ms. Barbara Tanyaniwa, but I'll come to you, Ms. Salom. Tell us a little bit about what your organization, ZANU-PF, is doing in the United Kingdom. We understand that you are working with the Youth League. What does the Youth League do?
Hear me, because I can see I'm still mute. Oh, thank you. All right, thank you for having me. So I am currently the vice chairperson within the ZANU-PF League. And as a youth league, there is a lot of initiatives that we started around COVID-19 when the pandemic hit last year. The first thing that we did was try and organize ourselves towards the start so we can at least provide some PPE back home in Zimbabwe. So we contributed funds here, bought some PPE and sanitizers at the time, which we sent to Zimbabwe and we distributed in a number of rural clinics across the country. Over and above that, working through various other organizations that members of the ZANU-PF UK Youth League have founded, we've also had quite a number of campaigns started and reached out to a number of people in Zimbabwe. So in particular, we've got an organization called the Baobab Tree Trust, and that organization is working with us as it's founded, and members that are currently on the ground running our ZANU-PF Youth League. What we do is collect information around how many people have been affected, what families, what help they need. We come back, we source the different materials that they need, mainly around technology, because similar to the pre-speaker who was saying that it's important to organize ourselves, we realized that the pandemic has taught us that the world is going technical, and it is very important that we don't leave anyone behind. So we have founded this organization that's currently recycling computers here and sending them back and putting them in rural areas, mainly in schools, so that the academics for our youth can carry on in and around the pandemic without any disruption as it's been elsewhere. We also have other organizations such as the UK Health Strategists that was also started as a result of the pandemic. And their main mission is to go out and empower through information to as many communities as possible. So they go out, they spread the word, they educate people what the pandemic is, what the precaution measures should be, what help is there and available for people. So there's quite a number of different initiatives that we have founded and started as a youth league. And we also get support from the main arm of the ZANU-PF UK branch.
Mm-hmm. tombo opinda murimirwa mai kuti imi tukona kuti muri kuumirira sangano reve chidiki vari muUK imomo pane here zvamuri kuita sebato rezanu PF kubatsira vamwe vari kumusha kuZimbabwe panguva ino nyanya madzimai panguva ino yeCOVID-19?
Zviripo zvakawandisa fani zvatiri kuita kubatsira vamwe vedu vari kuZimbabwe, ende pakubatsira kwatiri kuita hatisi kusarura kuti uri webato ripi, uri wezano PF, uri weMDC, uri wechi, uri wechi. Rubatsiro rwatiri kupa ruri kuenda kune weZimbabwe, nokuti chikuru chatakadzidza nguva ino yatiri yeCOVID-19 ndeyekuti over and above kuti bato rako nderekupi, tese tiri vanhu ende tese tinoda kubatsira nekubatsirwa. Saka kunyanya-nyanya kubatsira kwatiri kuita kupa vanhu rudzidzo rwekuzvichengetedza munguva ino, kukurudzira uzhinji kuti runobayiwa, sekutaura kwatiri kuitwa negavhumendi yedu kuti bayiwai muzvichengetedze munguva ino, mudzivirirwe muchirwere ichi. Tiri kuvapa zvakare zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuti vazvibatsire, vazvichengetedze, zvakafanana nemapipi nemasanitizers zvatinenge taunganidza kuno totumira kuZimbabwe, zvoenda kunopatsanirwa kuruzhinji rweZimbabwe.
Asika pane vamwe vanga vari kushora. Takaona pane picture yakabuda padandemutande yakanyorwa kunzi Youth League, vamwe vachiti vamwe vacho vati kurei. Saka kuti upinde muleague yenyu iyi yeYouth League unofanira kunge cut off yenyu iyi makore mangani? You are muted, I think. Carry on.
Panyaya yemufananidzo wamuri kureva, vanhu vanosherekea vanoda kufambisa zvisizvo zvinoita kuti mabasa anenge achiitwa nevamwe vana veZimbabwe ekukurudzirana nekusumudzirana asaende mberi. Vakadzi vanga varipo vaive vakadzi vebato remadzimai, noti vakadzi vebato reyouth. Asi hazvo age yedu yeYouth League is up to 35, and kana wakasarudzwa kuve uri one of my lead prior to your 30th birthday, you can carry on. So you would find that you have maximum maybe my 38 year old or so. But pavanonomira zvakare pamesarudzwa havazokwanisa kumira kana vari pamakore anopfuura 35.
I thank you very much there, because I just had to ask that question because I saw on social media there was a picture circulated and people were asking, how can ZANU-PF youth be, you know, so elderly? So if you can just maybe go back and just tell us a little bit about what happened there.
Okay. So that picture is a good example of propaganda and false media, which is targeted at trying to stifle the efforts that will be done by the ZANU-PF party in particular. Those women were not from Youth League. They were members of the ZANU-PF Women's League who had just come from a meeting they were having and took a picture as a photo opportunity. And that picture got into the hands of people who I suppose are anti-ZANU-PF and decided to circulate it as if it was a picture taken of the members of the Youth League.
And maybe while we wait for our other guests, what efforts are you making as people look at the 2023 elections to make sure that especially the youth do register to vote as ZANU-PF Youth League in the UK?
Okay, so there is a number of campaigns that we have started in terms of voter education. We are going out and actively getting community involved in terms of just giving knowledge of why it is very important for people to register and for people to be able to vote, because you cannot be part of the policy makers, you cannot be part of change if you're actually not actively taking part. So we are reaching out and telling people, please register to vote. It is important for your voice to be heard. You need to go out, make your choices, and be part of the change that you want or you feel may be required within Zimbabwe.
Sir. Hello, sir. I don't know if you can hear me, but maybe Ms. Barbara Tanyanyiwa, you can just come in and tell us also what the MDC Alliance is doing from the diaspora to encourage people to register to vote, seeing as there is no diaspora vote at the moment.
But, I'm really not happy with you.
Thank you so much. Maybe to start with the diaspora vote, we are also currently lobbying for the diaspora vote to be there in 2023. We'll continue to lobby because it's our right. Diasporans have the right to vote. So we are campaigning and lobbying and advocating for this vote. And also back home, we are also part and parcel of this registration exercise whereby we are helping people to go and register, like in terms of transport money, like I said, the places where the voter registration is taking place now is only at district level or provincial level, which is very far for others, for some people to go and register. I gave you an example of Bulawayo, where everyone has got to go to Famona to go and register. And also maybe at the way I come from in Rusape, all the people in Rusape, Makoni district, they have to go to Rusape district council to register. Think of people that are coming deep down from the rural areas. They have to go and register in Rusape town. So these are the challenges that the people are facing, and we are trying by all means maybe to offer transport to these people. And what I would want to say is people are very much willing to register. And also we have our youth that are on the ground. They are also going door to door, encouraging people, especially the youth, to register. As the Women Assembly also, because I'm also working with the Women's Assembly of United Kingdom. We are also part and parcel of the program that is happening now in Zimbabwe. It's called Gogo Goi or Gogi. This is mainly in the rural areas where we are mobilizing the rural women to go and register to vote. And that's when we also noticed most of the people have got no IDs, especially in Matabeleland. It's so sad, pathetic. Most people in Matabeleland do not have IDs, and they cannot get IDs because most of them, they don't have death certificates because of the Kukuraund issue that has remained unresolved. So the problem is now, it's generational. People don't have IDs. People don't have death certificates most of the people in Matabeleland.
Yebo ke. Yes, siyabonga. Ungasichazisela njalo ngohlelo lolu olokuthi Qoki olapho eli khuthaza abesifazane ukuthi bevote. Lalusungula sokutheni, yini elikwenza?
Ngiyabonga sithandekile. Uhlelo lolu luhlelo lwabomama, ugatsha lwabomama owe Assembly of Women nolo MGC Alliance ekhokhelwa ngubaba uChamisa. Program esayisungulayo sikhuthaza ukuthi singene door to door emzini yabantu sisiya bafundisa ngokuhle kokuthi baregister ukuvota, njalo lokuthi bakhiphe abantwana babo abasanda kufikisa 18 years kumbe abazafikisa 18 years ngo-2023 ukuthi bakhuthaze bahambe bayevota. Kungani sathi Qoki? Ibala elithi Qoki libala elitsho umuntu oyabezehlisa nxa engena emzini ongaso wakhe. Gogo Goi ngesishona, you'll be humbling yourself, ucela ukuthi ungene emzini bakuvumele, ngenxa yokuthi sabona ukuthi abantu abaningi indaba yokuvota leke abayithathi seriously, sithandekile. So labona kuyindlela enhle yokuthi singene emzini yabantu.
Kuyezwakala, kodwa uhlelo lolu balwamukela njani abantu? Baphuma ngobuningi babo yini? Lifika libanike kumbe amaphetshana, njalo lilubona njani esingathi ngesilungu iku-accessa lokho kubona ukuthi ngempela lilomthelela omuhle kumbe kuphongwenzayo?
Nxa abantu bengalike engike ngatsho ukuthi singabanika i-transport, abantu ababe berejistile abanengi bangkhona babhalwa phansi amabizo kwenze ukuthi sibe le record ukuthi sibe sazi ukuthi abantu esibahugile ukuthi bayibhalisa bangaki ngenxa ukuthi kusasa uzizwa sokuphuma emaphepheni ukuthi kobulawayo ngenyanga kaSeptember kuregister abantu abayi 2 thina sabe sikwazi ukuthi kuregister abantu abayi 100 so siyakwanisa ukuthi sithi hayi siyakhona ukuthi sikhulume ukuthi iphepha leli lamanga abantu abaregistile abangu 100 nansi i-evidence yokuthi abantu baregister abayi 100
yebo ke hayi kwezwakala uhlelo lomqoka kakhulu sike whilst I'm bringing up my other guest, can you also explain briefly the other problem facing women who change their names to their spouses' surnames, and if it's a major issue or just a drop in the ocean when it comes to voter registration?
It is a major issue, Sandegile. That's why you see most women now, they don't want to change to their married surname. Most women that are empowered now, they want to remain with their name. And they will say, what's the difference? Even if I remain with my name, it doesn't remove the missus from me. Remember, the first time when women faced this problem of changing names, there were women also who said, I would rather use my double barrel surname. To say, like myself, I use two surnames. The reason being, if people... if the two names are there in my official documents, I won't have problems now of moving around with my marriage certificate to prove my other name. So this is really a very, very sticky issue, and I hope, but the lawyers, the women lawyers are really doing their best to educate women on their rights. Even when they, the problems that other women are facing, that the divorced women, they also face the same problems, whereby when you divorce, you are supposed to go back to your maiden surname. Yet most of your documents, they have your husband's surname. So you'll be like using two surnames at the same time, and then you'll be required to produce a divorce certificate or an affidavit, which is so cumbersome. So these are the problems that women are facing.
You're hearing there, Miss Eric, what Mr. Nyanyua is saying. And, you know, these are some of the issues that she's saying are facing women. What would you say, as Zanopi, if you're seeing on the ground? Are there any issues facing women? Because we know you've got strongholds in the rural areas. And I know I had an interview where we had Dr. Mavaza and Mr. Tawanda Jokora of MDC Alliance and Dr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF. And Mr. Jokora was saying that they felt that there was not enough attention being given to people in the rural areas to actually get access to birth certificates, as what Mr. Nyanyua was saying. What are you seeing? What are some of the challenges facing women to register to vote?
So the challenges that this previous speaker just mentioned are real, and we have taken note from some of the groundwork that we are doing. As ZANU-PF UK, we have an investment committee that also has a charity that runs and is set up in Zimbabwe. One of the services that the charity is offering communities is fairly in the rural areas is a pro bono service, where we are actually helping anyone, mainly women, that need assistance in processing these types of paperwork for the reasons that the speaker has mentioned, such as divorce, change of name, they never had a birth certificate. So we have realized that not everyone might be able to afford, not everyone might have the know-how of what needs to be done. So it's a gap that we saw, and we have decided to actively do something about and have set up a pro bono service that we are offering to different communities, and hopefully will reach a lot of the population that needs the assistance.
Imbotaura izvozvo neshona kuti pane here zvamuri kuona zvekusangana nemadzimai nyanya panyaya iyo yekuti vawane ivo vachinyoresa kuvhota. Takatarisa sangano dzesarudzo dza 2023 imise bato rezano pia
zviripo zvizhinji zvinosangana nevakadzi zvakasiyana siyana kudarikidza kwekuti pamwe vakapatsanirana nemurume ongava nechapter 37 naye ende zita vakuda kuchinja kudzokera kwaunga vari pamwe pakubvira pakuzvarwa chaipo vanga vasina zvikwangwari zvinorakidza kuti vakazvarwa mazita avo ari api saka sebato rezano PF UK tine organization inobatsira vanhu yatakaregista inoita kuti vakadzi vese vanoda rubatsiro mahara vauye tivabatsire tivaratidze mapepa enyu munogona kumafambira kupi bekupi kwamunoenda kana pane vanoda kumirirwa nemagweta tinenge tinawo futi magweta anobatsira pasina mari inobhadharwa kuti vakwanise kuva nemapepa ese avanoda kuti vanzi vano pavanoenda kunonyoresa kuti vavhura.
Aiwa, regai timbonzwa kubva kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu. Asi kavamwewo vanoti imi seZANU PF munenge zvinhu zvine kuitirai nyore tichitarisa zviri kutaurwawo neavo veMBC Alliance amaita nyanyiwa. Pane zvamungaona here husiyano hwemabatirwo anoita vanhu vanenge vari kubva kumapati akasiyana siyana pakunyoresa kuvhota?
Indisingazivi hangu kuti ndekupi kunowanikwa kuchi kunosarurwa nekuti isu mashandiro atinoita ndeyekuti tese tiri vana veZimbabwe chekutanga tisati tave bato reripi neripi ratingazosarura kuvati. Saka rubatsiro rwatinopa nerubatsiro runopiwa rwakangofanana whether uri munhu weZANU PF kana kuti hausi munhu weZANU PF. Saka ipapo handinyatsofungi hangu pane chandinganyanya kudzavisa nokuti zvinhu zvatanga tisati tambocherechedza tikaona kudaro nokuti kushanda kwatinoita tinoshanda neruzvizimbabwe nokuti tose tirana veZimbabwe chekutanga tisati tavana vemabato akasiyana.
In Ndebele or in English?
In English, yes. And or in short.
Okay. I can't really say there is problem per se. The only problem that is there that we feel kuti is deliberate standegele is the opening of more registration centers, because I don't see the reason why ZEC should stick to this kind of arrangement that is there. This alone shows us that is a deliberate move to stop people or to frustrate people from going to register, because we know this is politics, and ZANU PF knows that if people register and mass, especially the youth, they know that most youth, they will not vote for ZANU PF. So this is a deliberate move to frustrate our people from registering to vote. But when you go there, there is no problem. You can register because there won't be any more people anyway, because people are failing to access. The offices are not accessible. They are not accessible because people cannot afford. And then the organizations that are trying to help cannot reach every corner, Sandegile. There are some areas where even a car cannot reach there, especially the rural areas. But to my surprise, when it's voting time, those areas, there will be a polling station. But during this time, you'll be told that the cars cannot go there. So these are the problems, the political problems that people are facing. So, tirikuti susu, apasati pane, zvinonyatso kubatika kuti ZANU PF, vanhu veZANU PF ndo varikusarudzwa, varikupevhwa kudarika mamwe mapolitical parties. But tirikuti dambudziko riripo ndeirori rekuti ZEC iri kutadza kuisa registration centers akawanda munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Vari kungoisa like nzvimbo imwe chete, like Bulawayo zvanambotaura kuti ine one registration, the whole of Bulawayo ine one registration center. One registration center yachona, vanhu vanogara kuma western areas vanokwira kairi, ende zvinezvi nekunetsa kuri kuita transport, vangani vanhu vangasimuka kumba vachitikuenda kunoregister kuvhota. So inini ndikunene dzimwe nzira ndikutoona kuti ipolitics iri kutambwa iyi. Government kana kuti ZANU PF vakatoona kuti vakavhura nzvimbo dzakawanda dzekuregister kuti vanhu varegister kuvhota, vacha nedzimwe nzira mavoti opposition anenge achiregistwa because akuna munhu akakwana mukore uno izvozvi kuZimbabwe angavhotera ZANU-PF nematambumira ake ari kuita wanhu kuZimbabwe akuna munhu so ngezinye indlela sitandekile bengisithi abantu bezanu asinyeke sathi kuti bayafavorwa kuti bayiregista but udubu olukhona esikubona ukuthi yipolitics edlalwayo ngeyokuthi indawo zokuregista zilutshwane ende lokho sibona kwayenziwa mahlayana ukuthi abantu bacaphuke abantu bakhalale bangahambi ukuyaregista ngoba izanu yakwazi ukuthi abantu bengahamba beyaregista ngobuningi aso mavoti abo ende yinto abayaziyo leyo ukuthi amavoti ama-registrations amaningi ayenzakala katest aso mavoti abo namavoti e-opposition so yikho okusihlupha ukuthi lanxa ungahamba uyerejista katest uyathola kungela muntu not ukuthi abantu kwabafuni ukurejista and uzawuzwizeki khuluma ukuthi abantu ababuyi ukuzorejista babuya njani bezorejista yona indawo yakhona ikhatshana bengafaki indawo ezithiyeneyo lalokho enengikhuluma ukuthi khona indaba abantu bengarejisti online nxa ngikwanisa ukuthi ngicheck-e ibizo lami online ukuthi ngarejista yini why can't I register online kuyini okuhluphayo
yebo ke I think we will pose that question to Miss Eric Salome that do you agree with Mrs. Tananyiwa that people these votes are not going to ZANU-PF people in their right minds would not vote for ZANU-PF. Do you really believe your party has the you know the support and all the votes are genuine? Unlike what your rivals always say that there's some rigging there here and there, so that ZANU-PF gets more votes. What's your opinion?
Okay, my opinion on that one is very the problem that I personally feel is this notion that they always default to rigging. Yet they actively are not doing anything on the ground to try and solve some of the things that they are referring to. For instance, the lady just mentioned that there is certain remote areas that it's hard for people to get access. What are you doing as MDC to ensure that your supporters in those areas are given the support they need to access the centers that are there presently? Without us looking into trying to foretell something that's not even yet there, because we are in 2020, but we're already thinking that 2023 we are going to rig. So kwandiri inini se munaka zvimirira ndinofunga kuti vanhu ve MDC vakatanga kutarisa mafungira avo kwekutanga nekutanga kuficha vangaite tisati tasvika kumberi kwava kutofunga kudhara kuti vabirirwa zvingavabatsi suve bato rezanu-PF sekutaura kwandamboita kwekutanga takacherechedza takaona pane vamwe vedu vanotisapota nevamwe vasingatotisapota vanoda rubatsiro kuti vakwanise kuva vane zvitupa vane mabhethi vachinja mazita vazokwanisa kunonyoresa kuti vapinzwe musarudzota and we are actively doing something about it. Tine mapro bono services atakatanga tokubatsira ruzhinji atisi kufunga kuti munhu ndewe kubata ripi but tiri kufunga kuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe runoda kubatsirwa tukurupa saka I think chekupedzisira chandikangosi hangu kune mafungiro anoita vanhu MDC nevamwewo vasiri ndechekuti if we first look at what are you doing to solve that problem that will go a very long way without always pointing a finger yet you're not doing anything active to fix the problem that you foresee or you think is there.
Over to you, Ms. Tananyo.
You know, we're going to end the program on a very high note.
Over to you, Mrs. Tananyo. Yes, it's important to share the ideas. Yes, you can go ahead.
Saying, yeah, it should be interesting.
Thank
Let's
you
hear
so
from
much.
You.
Yeah. Yes.
I think you're muted.
No, she's
thank you so much. Okay. I thought she was also going by Zek is registering with people on.
You can
okay. Thank you so much, Sandegile. I thought maybe she was going to touch on the online. Yes. I thought she was also going to touch on the online registration. Why is not what are they doing as ZANU-PF to ensure that the people can also register online? Because if I can manage to check my name online, why can't I also register online? And coming to the issue of the remote areas that are not accessible, you know, it's not the responsibility of the opposition to develop the country. ZANU-PF was supposed to do this from 1980, 41 years in power. We still talk of people in areas that are not accessible. And you still want to be voted into power when you are failing to develop the nation. That's the responsibility of the government. We are going to do it once we get into power. That this is the first thing that we are going to do. Infrastructure, the roads, the buildings, the dams, you talk of anything. Yeah? This is what we are going to do. The transport issues. You can't run away from your responsibility and say, what is the opposition doing? What is ZANU-PF doing? Because they are in power. They have been in power since 1980. And we expect those areas that are not accessible. Why is it during voting time, there is a polling station that is put there? How do you put a polling station where there is not where there is no road? How? So these are the issues that we are saying as the opposition. We will change this. Within 5 years, we will change this because we don't see them as the issues that can go on and on and on. 41 years without a road in the rural areas, Uzumbe, Maramba, Pungwe, the ones that they claim to be the stronghold of ZANU-PF. The area is just, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame. It's like you are still in the Rhodesian era. The Rhodesian era was even better because they managed to put few tarred roads that are now dilapidated, and they're even failing to upgrade those roads. So it's not our responsibility. We are going to do it when we are in power, when we are the government, since we are the government in waiting.
Ms. Eric, I think if you can just weigh in on what my Tanyanyiwa is saying. She's saying that your party, the ZANU-PF, has been in power for so long, and it shouldn't be the opposition's responsibility to make sure that the roads, you know, are passable and people can have, you know, to be able to go and register people to vote.
Okay. So if we look at the progress we've made, even during the pandemic, as a country, around our infrastructure project. Munoona kuti migwagwa mizhinji yakagadzirwa in a very short space of time. We're talking about 2 to 3 years. Makaenda Bay Bridge Roads, Chiredzi Roads, kuHarare, most of the urban areas now, Maputo, Zamaimbo, Taura, during your campaign your last time, they are no longer there. There is a lot of infrastructural work that's currently going, regardless of us being in a pandemic. Over and above, we also had another issue around our economy, which again has turned since the new dispensation. And we are now having the best GDPR we have had in a long time. Even internationally, on the international market, we are now being recognized as a country that's on a trajectory that is very promising. Vision 2030 that we are working towards for us to be an upper middle class economy might actually come well before 2030, which we are targeting because of all the efforts that our government are putting in place. So there is a lot of things to consider. Rome was not built in a day. Yes, there might have been errors of the past, but since the new dispensation has come into play, there is a lot of progress. There's a lot of tangible things, even re-engagements, opportunities with other countries. We are now looking east, and there's a lot of development that's coming in from there. We've got our president who's due to come and be one of the people presenting their nations at COP20 because of our re-engagement efforts, because of the progress we are making as a country. But the issue that we are seeing as a country is people who are still stuck in time, people who are still wishing for us not to progress as a country because of their own reasons or power needs for them to be power. So you'll find any effort that is currently being done, whether it's in infrastructure, in health, for example, we're talking about COVID-19. We're one of the nations that's applauded worldwide. Australian president was writing about how Zimbabwe is doing well, better than Australia when it comes to vaccination. So many other countries have commended our effort. But you'll find that we've got fellow Zimbabweans who cannot find it within themselves to appreciate the efforts that are currently being done within our own country. Right now, Kunokuku, England, we had a crisis year fuel. We did not have the usual tweets that we get from your likes of the Hopos and the Fadzai about that situation, because it's in the UK. Had that situation been in Zimbabwe, they would have run with it, created a very big fuss, just so that they bring negative publicity to Zimbabwe and downplay all the progressive efforts that we're making as a country and the trajectory that we are on, which is a very positive. We have so many celebrations as a country that we can put forward. We should be working together as a country. Tibatane, tivake tese, makatarisa nyika dzatinogara dzekunze, like kuno kwati. During campaign times, Labour and the Conservatives will be fighting for power. They'll be selling their stories. But past elections, they come together. They had Brexit. They came together. They worked on that together as a nation. They agreed as a nation. But we look at Zimbabwe. Even during the pandemic, we had the opposition trying to discourage people to go and get vaccinated, which leaves a lot of question marks in us as human beings and in us as a nation. Kuti chokwadi chacho ndechipi, nokuti chese chakanaka chiri kuitwa nehurumende chinokandirwa pasi, nokuti MDC and other opposition parties out there would like for the world not to see the progress that we're making as a country since we've had the new dispensation come in power, which is a very sad state to say.
Thank you so much, Ms. Eric. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. We'll give Mrs. Tananyua a chance to say hello. Yes, yes, we'll give you the last word. Yes. Less than 2 minutes, unfortunately.
Yes, I just want to correct something to say MDC Alliance is against the vaccination. That was never our position. You can even go to our website. You can even go to our Secretary for Health, Dr. Madzore. Every week, he produces something encouraging people to go and vaccinate. We have never gone against the vaccination. Even this COVID, I think even President Chamisa came out in the open. He was the first opposition leader to say, let's bury our politics and fight COVID together. We know that COVID is real. We observe the regulations. We also encourage people to go and vaccinate. What we don't encourage is the command vaccination to say, if you don't vaccinate, you are not going to go to work, or you cannot go do this because you do not vaccinate. We are saying people should vaccinate at their own time. They should not, it should not be a command vaccination program. Like here in the UK, we've never seen people that are not vaccinated, they're just moving, they are going to shops, they are going to work. We've never heard the government saying, if you have not been vaccinated, you don't go to work. So we support the vaccination. We've never gone against the vaccination. And I think to say, because you are opposition, you are opposing everything. We oppose everything that is wrong. What is right, we don't oppose. So I think other issues are standing. We have to call us again, especially the road issue. I will go on and on and on because I didn't have our time. So you call us again, and then we take it from there.
Your yes, president, Chamisa, was actually on record really saying funds should not be given in regards to COVID. And in regards to the UK, right now, people are not working in care homes anymore unless if they're fully vaccinated. So this one is, again, I think, a debate we definitely need to carry on, because even in the Western countries, people who are not getting vaccinated, there's some restrictions that are being applied to. But it's a classic example as to how we only pull it out when it comes to Zimbabwe, not other nations.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. We'll definitely invite our guest again and we continue this conversation of looking at electoral reforms, issues affecting the youth and the women. Marvelous. Signing off, I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, saying thank you to our guest, Mrs. Barbara Tananyua of the MDC Assembly Women's Spokesperson.
And also to the ZANU-PF Youth League Vice Chairperson, Salome Eric. And we will definitely bring them back on the program as we'll be looking at other issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.